let's see here. Your parents?
Huh?
Your, no. What can you tell me about your parents? Your father's name?
Well, my father's name was John. He was born in Indiana.
And your father's father?
Well, he was born in Kentucky. He homesteaded in Illinois before the Civil War, right west of the town of Danville.
Oh.
I'll tell you what he did. He homesteaded 80 acres. And when the war come on, well, he traded 10 mules to the 8 and adjoined it and got $25 to boot between the 10 mules and the other 80 acres. Mm. And when they settled up the state and sold out later years, well, that land brought $600 an acre.
Boy.
You bring that today. You're better.
And your father's mother?
Huh?
How about your father's mother?
Well, my father's grandfather on his mother's side, his name was Orton, he was born in Ireland. But my father's mother, she was Irish. Her name was. She was born in Indiana.
Uh-huh. And your mother?
Well, see, I want to tell you about my father's father. See, my father's father was born in Kentucky. Uh-huh. But when the Civil War broke out, why, his mother and his father separated, and she took him and went north. And his father stayed in the South, and she married again in Indiana. And after the war was over, he went back to Kentucky, but he never found any folks. So we never claimed a relation outside that one family.
Hmm. And your mother?
Well, my mother, she was born in Indiana too.
Is this near Danville?
Huh?
Is this?
No, she's born near Fort Wayne. See, her mother was a half-blood Indian from the Virginia tribe, back where Pocahontas and them come from. See, one of my grandfathers was born in Virginia.
Hmm. That was your mother's father?
Yeah. He was born in Virginia. And he went to California in 49 with the ox teaming on the gold rush. Mm-hmm. Well, he struck it rich with gold, and he boarded a boat at Frisco and went to Panama Canal and crossed over and come back to New York and got back to Fort Wayne, Indiana with $2,100 in gold dust.
Boy.
Rather than to come back across the desert.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he went across the desert with the ox train or cattle train in 49.
Mm-hmm. That was a fierce way to travel.
Yeah. He lived to be 98 years old. I should have kept a history of that when I was a kid, but I remember just about plain he lived to be 98 years old.
Well, let's see, he went to California and then back to Fort Wayne.
Back to Fort Wayne, by the way of the Isthmus of Panama. When my grandmother on my father's side was half Indian, or on my mother's side was half Indian.
Oh. One of the coastal tribes.
Yeah, back east, come Virginia.
Ooh, well, that's interesting.
Huh?
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
And let's see, your father, education?
Well, he never had much education. He come west, he run off from home and come west, oh, let's see, about 80 years ago, a little better. He took a timber claim in Kansas, and then he was married there. That's where him and mother were married. Up near Augusta, Kansas.